to you by Puffin.
Tales from Beyond the Rainbow. 10 LGBTQ plus fairy tales proudly reclaimed. By Pete Geordie Wood. Read by Dino Fetcher and Roy McMillan.
Introduction by the author. Folklore is all around you. It is hidden in the memes you send to friends on your phone, and the graffiti you find on toilet walls. It is in the ghost stories you whisper beside campfires, and the zany conspiracy theories you read on social media. Folklore is the traditional, informal culture we pick up through word of mouth, gossip, and general observations of the world around us. We seldom know who the creator of a piece of folklore was, or even where and when it came into existence. But somehow, from its very inception, it belongs to us all. Unlike myths and legends, which usually concern themselves with the deeds of powerful gods and goddesses or kings and queens, folk tales generally focus on people like you and me, the ordinary folk. Even in stories about princes, the hero is usually stripped of their royal title and has to live as one of us for a time. Folk tales are our tales. Folklore also includes the fairy tales we tell one another, sometimes as quietly as a bedtime story, or as loudly as a movie on the big screen. Fairy tales are so captivating that they have become probably the most popular genre of folklore. They add sparkle to ordinary life and, through the power of our imagination, enable us to go on extraordinary adventures, meet magical creatures and accomplish spectacular things. Some fairy tales date back centuries and have over their long lifetimes shapeshifted into many different forms. As merchants, migrants and sailors travelled around the globe, the folk and fairy tales of their home countries and cultures journeyed with them. We ensured the preservation of our fairy tales by passing down these stories from one generation to the next. We were all storytellers. The term folklore was introduced by William John Toms in 1846 because he feared that our storytelling heritage was being lost. As cities grew during the Industrial Revolution and the printing press created a world full of books, more and more people were learning to read. This meant that they were telling stories, literally speaking them out loud, less often, and some tales were no longer being passed on at all. Toms called on people to start writing down the folk tales of the world before they were lost. As a British man, his call went out from London, through Europe, and off to the far corners of the British Empire. He was answered by hundreds of people. These self-named folklorists were well-meaning, passionate, and committed. What they weren't, unfortunately, was diverse. The folklorists of the late 19th century and early 20th centuries were overwhelmingly male, white, able-bodied, rich, and, from what we know, cisgender. There were some female folklorists, and some who were working class, people of colour, disabled and whose gender identity or sexuality is unknown, but these examples are rare. Inevitably, the biases and privilege of the majority of folklorists influenced their work. When collecting stories from different ethnic groups, many folklorists tried to write down the tales exactly as they were told. But this didn't always work, and some collections included degrading comments about the people from whom they had sourced stories, reflecting the grim reality of 19th century racism. Growing up in a single-parent family with no siblings, books, particularly fairy tales, were my whole world. But I longed to see myself represented in the stories I loved so much, to discover someone like me in those pages who meets his prince charming, or goes on a magical adventure and is rewarded with a happy ever after. And so, as an adult, like those who heeded Tom's call in 1846, I set off on a quest to find some fairy tales, ones that featured people like me. The result is this anthology. Scouring folklore collections from around the world, I've created a collection of my favourite stories featuring positive portrayals of LGBTQ plus people. Stories about love in its many forms, transformation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?